send one right on a new new reel. I'm setting up for Everett for supper and some business this Wednesday night, the 7th of July, 71. Wednesday night, the 7th of July, 71, Channel 1 right on a new reel. And I'm setting it up for Everett this Wednesday night, the 7th of July, 71, for supper and business. New reel, Channel 1 right. I'm setting it up for Everett tonight, this Wednesday night, for supper. This 7th of July, 71. Channel 1 right. And be setting it up for Everett this Wednesday night for supper, the 7th of July, 79.
I told you that before, didn't I? Didn't I tell you that before? The Rattlesnake song said, take it easy, don't panic. That's what you're talking about now. You're settling down. You're not going to panic, are you? You got to take it easy. That's what you need to do.
Well, I'll be glad to. Well, I'm not extra hungry, but I'm just be glad to demobilize here.
I'm not either. I just brought me down a bean, a bowl of bean. It wouldn't wait. I had some good boil of smoked bacon, you know, on them beans, and had a little beans in the hull. That's the way he likes them, you know.
Oh,
they
yes.
were pulled beans and had
yeah,
little beans in them, see? And he brought me down a bowl and said, I thought you'd like to have this. And said, I heated up the cornbread and all that wax paper. I said, yeah, that'll hit the spot.
Everett says, bless him.
Oh, yes.
Loving the Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy blessing. We thank thee for this food, blessing earth, my body, and our bodies, our service, for the action of Jesus in the name, for his sake. Amen.
When you conduct Sunday school, do you do the talking? Or I'll let somebody else talk.
We have a open forum.
Yeah.
Sometimes I talk too much and I tell them I do.
You don't
and
hog it.
A lot of them are there.
If they want to talk, you will let them have it.
Yeah, I let them have it, but a lot of them don't want to talk. And one or two of them will talk. Willie will get talking once in a while.
Who?
Willie, he's in my class. Willie Chitty.
Oh, he'll talk?
Yeah, Willie will talk once in a while.
Give me, Linus, you know, he never would talk about the church or religion when I see him. What is his church and religion? What does he think about over there? What does he talk about?
Well, he talked about the Sunday school lesson and about the church and business church and other words. But he, as you say, he's not too much a witness, in other words. He's afraid, you know, he can't, you know, witness for someone.
Yeah.
But the book says, in other words, that he's kind of a quiet boy. He'll enlighten you what you say if you are in his spirit. Well, then he'll furnish a word for you to say to someone, you know, maybe not be a Christian. You don't know who you're talking to. You know, he may be a Christian. If he is, well, both of them enjoying your salvation, see? But you say, we're the heart of a. You know, people he works around, he's hard to ever.
Well, he may think I'm critical or something like that, see. You know, a lot of people, unless they know you pretty well, they won't talk politics or religion one thing or another. But he's old there somebody. He's bound to have confidence and stuff.
Yeah, he's there. He's the chairman of the board of Dixon.
And he's always
and he's
there.
on the cemetery committee. My brother gave me his and told me to come back and tell Willie to do a little better bookkeeping. It's just between you and me now. I don't go out there and tell him. But you know what I mean. People are educated and people are not. The boy doesn't have too much education. Now, I thought possibly, in other words, that I told my brother Tom, but he said, you carry this, Everett. Says, last year I gave you the money when I was down here. When they first started the cemetery fund, the cemetery, instead of you buying a lot and paying $1,000 for a lot in there for your family, or $250, you know, for one person, or $500 for two, it's all free. It's all we've been, and now then he decided he'd it had to be mowed, it had to be, you know, mossed and looked after.
Oh, yeah.
And people had their own family in there. See, my mother and father's in there. And my sister's been making up it. She got her own plot, you know, and her children be, you know, some of them be in her plot.
I see.
So we got this up. But Willie, the daughter graduated from high school. What did you say a moment ago about the student? They kind of, you know, got a veil between the eyes. You know what I mean? She's keeping the books, and they got a card system. You know what? That's orderly.
Yeah.
But still, they mail him the ticket and mail it to him when he wrote the letter, got on the receipt of the $5.
Yeah.
That's the minimum. You can give up to 100 or 1,000 if you want to, but 5 is the minimum.
Yeah.
Well, my brother, there's several of us here, 5 of us living. Well, that's enough to keep it kept up, you know, for a month, just our family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our plot.
Yeah.
But Tom said, take this and the card here and the address. I wouldn't let me know. If I sent it to him, I forgot it. Well, I sent it to him. And tell me to send me. And I sent it May the 28th, 1971. That's the date on it.
Mm-hmm.
Send me a bill, you know, when you gave it to him, you know, last year. And see, that's deductible, in other words, which, you know, that's the business of it. He wants some record, see? I said, I want either that or either let him send me a duplicate copy of everything said while they can see him, see? So I got it in my pocket. I'll show it to you when we get through here.
Well, yeah.
But with it on that committee.
I ain't got it.
And I said, I didn't know it was mine, but I said, I believe mine the same way.
I got a light on with him. The other day I was talking to him, and he said he had to go. He going to fertilize his pasture. Well, I said, well, what are you going to use for a spreader? He said, I'm going to use my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, something about it. And he said, huh?
Lord Pond, imagine.
And he said, he just go get it on the tractor. Well, I said, what you going to do? Drive your truck over there and drive the tractor back? That's right. Over at Urban, he said.
That's where he lived for. That's who I figured he got. You don't ask me my stuff.
I got to thinking about that. That's several miles over there.
Yeah.
Now
where it's tired out.
Huh?
Where it's tired on the tractor.
What?
Where it's tired out on the tractor on the hard road.
Yes.
But there's plenty of people around there, you know, got them.
Well, let me tell you, what he's going to do is drive his tractor over there. I mean, drive his truck over there and leave it. And drive that tractor back and put out the fertilizer. And drive the tractor back and get in his tractor and his truck and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Why, he couldn't do that in one day. He don't move that fast.
Hey, you had it. You got it.
I couldn't either. You know, I kept my mind on it, I might. But somebody come along, you see, and Willie will quit and lean against the fence, won't he?
Yeah, that's right. He talked to you.
Well, he was on his way.
Said he had to go, and I thought, what are you going to do? He done it, too.
And it was 10 o'clock in the morning. And he had to get to work that afternoon.
Well, he's going to keep it, I reckon. He's going to go back over there. That Frank came over there, you know. His wife, when she come home from work, came over and get his truck and maybe keep the tractor thing underneath his shed. It might have taken him 3 days. He ain't no hurry about doing a job. Don't worry about that. He don't get in a hurry about doing a job. And he wants one. Well, the colored man said, you promised me a month ago that you were going to come and fix this light for my wife in the kitchen. And he told him again that, of course, Willie knew it, but he just, you know, carried his own and made Willie kind of mad. And the colored man said, I got the money in my pocket here to pay you.
Yeah.
And he said, not the matter of paying, though. What he said, time.
You don't have the time.
Don't have the time, but like you say, what?
You got to go there and drive that tractor back along the road 10 miles.
I'm young. So he don't utilize his time, see what I mean?
Well.
But that's his, one of his characteristics, in other words, just like one of the characteristics about talking. A Normandy boy in my class, and a white boy man is in my class. And Dancer, but Dancer hardly ever comes. Troy is in my class, but Troy, he's, you know, he's attending the business.
Yeah.
He's a treasure. He writes a check.
And I'm telling you, Willie got to a post over there. And he said the first time he went over there, he got a load of posts and busted the tire. Well, I said, you got them heavy-duty tires. No, he said.
He won't have them. He won't get them. They think they make the ride too rough.
Well, he said he lost money on that deal. It was a good brand-new tire.
Yeah,
on
well,
that
he ought to lost it.
New truck.
He ought to lost it. Well, I told him, I would, I'd have had them.
I said to him,
when I buy one, I have to put on that and pay the extra $40 difference, in other words, for a heavy-duty tire.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Well, I said to him, Willie, how many posts you got over there? He got 300 and...
There's a long one in there. Is there a long one?
That's what I'm looking for.
I don't believe that to get the sugar. It may stay in the bottle.
He got 300 and Frankie got 300. And he can't... 300 at a time. And is that all that trouble a haul?
I know. That's a pretty good load.
300?
Yeah. That's a good load.
It wasn't overloaded. It's just heavy.
Yeah. Well, some of them are not cured out just right. You know, usually see those. When they cured out, it's pretty light. But when they're a little green, got a little sap on them, that'll get the bottom of it.
How many could you haul?
Well, here and I, we didn't bring but 50. But they're green on my pickup. And we, after we went over in the pickup, Air says, I want some personal. See, we bought these other now. I said, well, I want to see. But, hey, I got, I don't know where you've seen them out there next to that rig. I got about 15, 20 that I haven't had a chance to put up yet. But I told Air, I said, well, I need about 15 and 20. And he said, well, he'd take the balance of them. So we bought 50. But after the man brought them, some of them looked too small for the man. And Air got to ask the man about it, and the man cut the price, and they got them for half price, a small one. You know, you always knew buy a big lot. If you don't watch them, they're going to, you know, give you some bad ones. They'll tell you to replace it. So either got to, I reckon maybe he got 25 or 50 we picked out of a pile after the man put them up in the next house.
I didn't think Willie would, that's costly.
But I thought Willie would have had better sense. He didn't want to put a ton of hay on it. He didn't want to put a ton of fertilizer on it. Ton of pup. He didn't want to put a ton of pup on it.
Well, a new truck. Got 300 green
but food. If I buy a truck, and I might as well get a wheelbar if I'm not going to load it. That's the way I look at it. That's what I told Willie.
Yeah.
I don't know where he liked it, didn't he?
Well, you see, I think Willie got this judgment. I don't think he'd ever miscalculate. But what'd he do? He just got too much in them posts. Greedy, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Greedy.
Okay.
Just greedy.
Who's up out for Willie? Don't forget that.
Well, let me tell you. I had in a trailer one time, and I hauled so much stuff in it, but it just wore out the bearings.
Mm-hmm.
I way overloaded, you see, because I thought it was a good thing. I just kept on putting it in. A man can really flub it up, can't he?
Yes, sir. I overloaded that truck there, you know. Coming back over on a load of potatoes. I told you about it a week ago. Let me get one more.
Yeah, it takes two to make a biscuit.
That's you right. Overloaded?
The pickup with our potatoes, green eye potatoes.
You mean since you?
When I was working over there, coming in and got down the horse on and got held up, I didn't tell anybody. My cousin over there, Lindsay, was even trying to help me. And I finally had to buy a wheel and call the junkyard to get a second-hand wheel, and the man held me up. I thought I told you about it. I didn't tell you about it, guy.
Yes, but what I seem to recollect is that gear. I mean, transmission. There's later.
No, before I had the transmission, probably I had the blowout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yes. And you'd gone all around the countryside there trying to get something to put on.
And a cousin of mine run that filling station over there, caulking over him. And his brother, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Run that big shell station there.
Yeah. And they got you?
Away from second hand. Then it happened, you know, I couldn't help myself. They charged me $6 for a wheel.
Yeah.
Well, I had the tire. I didn't ruin it. I ruined the tube.
Yeah.
Then he had to buy a tube. He didn't have that size, you know. A heavy-duty truck tube, you know, the long stem. So then he had to get it down there, and they wouldn't give him a discount, see?
Yeah.
And I could have bought two in a tube, you know, my price wholesale, and it's a form of mutual, either B.F. Goodrich. But I need the inner tube, you know, it had the good old tire there. But I had too much load on it, and they had another wheel already mounted and all. But it was a, you know, old tire, and I said it wouldn't get me 2 miles down. I'd be in bad shape killing that.
Yeah.
And I said, a jack of mine won't pick this truck up. It loaded. That's when Linda told me, when I got me another wheel carried back, she said, give me a 50 cent for it. I said, no, they wouldn't even buy.
Well, now, you didn't, but you was away from home, and there wasn't much you could do about that.
But William, in other words, but he got a brand new truck, bought the brand new truck, and don't want to load it, and go around, and, as you say, I don't know what made him get kind of greedy, and overload it with poles. A four-ply or two-ply. That probably was like some of them tires, you know.
Four-ply tire.
Might have been a two plus two. You know, they banned that, you know, one time on these passenger cars. They're dangerous. Even on a heavy car like here. Now, that other car, the old mobile, I don't imagine near as heavy as here, as far as the weight of the car. But they banned it on them little cars. That 88 is. In fact, I don't believe a 98 is heavy, that old Chrysler here. You know, the after 88, the old, I believe it. But that in the head is heavy. That in the head is just the head of my sister and all this to heaven. But she gets those 3-year guaranteed cars, in other words. One of them went bad, but they made it good. She paid $9, I think, got a brand new one, and then drove the thing about 10 or 15,000 miles. Paid $9 and got another brand new.
Yeah. Well,
but they drive, you know. She and the brother both, they're not moving unless they're making 80 or 90 miles an hour.
Exactly.
I tell them, let me get out and walk. I'm going to get my pickup.
You went on a visit to your cousins.
My brother, too. I have a brother.
Yeah, I
spent one night and went to church with him.
Yeah.
He's a Methodist. He's a teacher of the Murray Hill Methodist. We had 1,000 in Sunday school Sunday morning.
Yeah. You had what?
1,000. 1,000 in Sunday school. And then we went up to church. We went to the auditorium. Oh, it's a big church there on Edward Avenue. They call it Murray Hill, Messy.
Yeah.
Suburb, you know, coming on out like you hit bang.
Yeah.
But I went with my cousin last time I was up there, then he'd been sick. He'd had 2 heart attacks, my brother had.
Yeah.
Didn't know anything about the first. The boy graduated down at university, I'm 1800 here the other week, and he come down now.
Yeah.
And had another one, they rushed to the medical center. First thing they done, he shot that needle in his vein, you know, in his elbow here, and just that one shot, never heard of such. $150 for that one injection. $150.
You mean just recent graduation?
When they graduated in June,
yeah.
You know, when they had the exercise, at 1800, he's in there, he got hit the pump. His son, the baby boy.
Well, who are your cousins over there?
On the Whitting side, on my mother's side. My mother's and Ada, they're kin to Ada too. William. That's on my mother's side. That's mother's. Well, these cousins on both sides. Because them, that grandmother and that granddaddy, both are kin to me. That grandmother was my daddy's sister. So I'm double, I reckon, double cousin on them. So the grandmother was a Smith, you see, before she married the Whitting. So I'm kin on both sides. I get that kin folks all mixed up myself.
Oh, man, why? You got something you carry around with you.
But they always glad to have me. And I just keep it home now. My brother out there, one night, in other words, it was a holiday. I was Sunday night, and they take Monday, you know, everything. I take everything down here, take Monday, didn't it? Businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And my holiday there, that was Monday morning. I didn't know what his plan was, what he was going to do. You know, when I told him, I didn't know, according to what his plan was. I might visit around with him, see some of the other nieces and nephews. They got kinfolk all over town. And he got 2 boys up there. His boy graduated. They got to see him. He's back up there after he finished school. He's one of them flavored or flavored or whatever they call it there in town. He knows what it is. You've probably heard of him, too. That's what they say. They stayed the first semester in a trailer. And they had to put in your order, in other words, to get one more vacancy. It's not big enough, and they keep building. You know, they're spending several $1 million up there again, building more space for them. And He got into that, and that's where he stayed, you know, because we graduated. But as he graduated, he had to get out because someone else got that place. So he ended up staying with Mama a while before he found a house to live in. But he finally found one of these little wall construction houses, two bedrooms.
Yeah.
And it's tents, so and he got a nice yard and got a good place to have a garden, and he's going to want to get a fall garden. And he's asked me something, of course, he knows something about the seed business, like his daddy. And he said the landlady talked like she might let him have a little corner where he's going to have four or five rows of squash. And he's telling me that he thought he'd put his pole bean right around the fence. Said, I told it wouldn't hurt the fence.
But you know, Evan, I don't see why you don't go visiting more than you do. Mm-hmm. You got with all that.
Well, it don't have time, but I told him I need to be working.
Well, it don't cost you anything over there.
No.
They don't charge you board or anything.
No. But the brother and I was going to say, well, he talks business. Table, you know, got one of the old-fashioned dining room table. Well, you got another area beside this?
No, this is where we eat. We don't
have another.
No.
But most old houses do.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a dining room in it.
That's the old dining room right there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It used to be.
Yeah.
But they got the money all out, you know, where they wouldn't have to do that Tuesday morning. See, they go back to work Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be taking it easy, having them heart attacks, and got out of nothing a lot. He said that Medicare hadn't saved how much you pay for it yet, but just a little overnight stay down there, that $150 that they've already noticed, and he told them to itemize it. But Medicare pay most of it, see, but they won't pay it all. Mm-hmm. This Medicare business is a racket with the doctor together, they're just swindling the government. Well, they're just like the university, you know what I mean, and no use in beating around the bush, it's a fraud.
They really know how to
how to work the fraud. Well, they got that money, and I wouldn't have about. I think they told me it about right at $4,000 checks and cash, you know.
They are
and got
expert
on that dining room table, you know. Got to call out some check number, you know. And they're
going
to put it in the barn at, you know, the branch office there on Edgewood, not too far from where you live.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning.
So they worked all Monday.
Well, he told me I lacked a screen. You don't get that much money, and all people know we're looking in the door or something or other might be looking at you. And she said, "You locked that screen." I said, "Yeah." He said somebody might come in and knock us up and hold us up because they stole the tires and battery, stole the wheel, tied it all off a new looking pickup like mine right across the street. And he told me to pull mine up in the driveway. I told him, right. Up there next to his bedroom window.
Yeah.
He could hear him, you see.
Yeah, yeah. How about it?
But my and he said he heard them. That the man was inside with the air conditioner, in other words,
yes.
Probably looking at TV.
Yes.
And they had out there jacking the car up and taking the wheel off of it.
That's all they need
and
to do.
Take the battery out of it, see?
That's all they need to do. Just go in and turn the TV on.
And he said he heard it. He had the radio on, but he heard the noise, in other words, it was right in front of his in the yard, not long. Well,
whatever.
He didn't make anybody.
Ever, whatever. What did you tell me you had Joe Lee do for you?
What?
Take care of
Joe
time.
Lee.
Uh-huh.
No, he didn't lock any calves or any horses or nothing to me.
Oh, you said out here.
Yeah. No, I never had any Joe.
Ben?
Yeah.
I told Evan looking at his coat. Go ahead, buddy.
I just wanted to.
And Joe Lee can just get him to do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done a good deal of it for different people around, though. But not been too long since he did it for somebody. I don't remember. Might have been Mr. Dassler.
Well, who is...
West on the coal. You know Joe Lee?
I don't know him like you do.
I mean, you know him, or...
Yeah. I talked to him every now and then. He lives out there in your neighborhood,
don't he? Mm-hmm. He lives right there next to Frankie, next house, you know, when you turn into Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
And his mama's, he's in that next house. He bought that acre land. And
towards the store?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been there?
I'd say 5 or 6 years.
Oh, is that on?
Mm-hmm. And the thunderstorm, they killed the mayor of his coat. They got a fancy horse there. I think it's a quarter horse. And she had a coat.
Yeah.
and it's only about 6 weeks old. 6-8 weeks old. He's still, you know, bowled up. You know how they look when they're little. They look, you know, like something wrong with them. Not lightning. Killed instantly. And now and then my wife, he got to fit around with a bottle, you know, and they had a time, and Joe, he's all patient, he wanted to shoot him. He came in the woods. Shoot that colt, you know. Of course, I reckon maybe the colt would bring $40, $50, $100. I don't know. That, you know, they put good money in these rooming quarter horses, and these horses ain't any good at all.
Yeah. Oh, the lightning didn't kill the colt.
No, killed the mammy. But he's sucking, you know, getting the milk from him.
Well, what do you know? Isn't that awful?
It is terrible.
You know, I don't know how it is, but it looks like when the weather comes up, they all go and stand by the fence.
That's a bad thing to do, especially if you've got a tree on that fence that's nailed a wire to it. I told Eddie, I said, this is different people, but I know they like to nail no barbed wire even. American wire bad, but even barbed wire don't like nail. And jet wire, why, they tell you not to.
Would they?
He'd tell you, in other words, that if once in a while, you know, if it's in a line, it's a nailer slab of a 2x4, 2x6 cedar or cypress, you know, something that'll last sometimes, see?
Yeah.
And put 2 or 3 nails in it, and it'll hold the wire up into the tree, you know, be pushing against it, the tower will the inside, nothing's going to come in the field from the outside, not supposed to, because it's closed, and it's a deer, a rabbit, or armadillo. But they will nail that thing to the oak tree there.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Zetrauer, put the barb on the 2x4?
Yeah, on the board, yeah. He once in a while they do that, but
and then
very seldom he'd do that.
See? And lean it against the tree.
That's right. Just have it, you know, as a... And sometime maybe put a couple of nails in the board.
Yeah.
But the board would be an insulation just like a rubber washer, see
you
what
know,
I mean?
I never saw that.
But it's very seldom he'd want to do that. And my daddy was the same way, and I told Leo that. He said, no, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So he nailed 5 or 6 strands of barbed wire to that tree.
Yeah.
But I said, I don't like it. Of course, the man we were working for, well, he don't know any different. You know, he's an architect.
Yeah.
But he thinks he knows a little something about fence, but you know how those smart fellows are. They think they know a little of everything.
Yeah. They get out there and look at it.
That'd be a lightning hit a tree
that
gets your fence.
Follow the fence on down, and like you said, the horse is up there and got a head over it, standing
yeah.
close to it.
Yeah, stand close to it.
A cow? A cow you want.
Anybody.
There's a pile of white horses up there, you know, right side of the road that killed 8 or 10 of them steers at one time. Like you said, they piled up in the corner underneath the tree.
Yeah.
And the wire fence, you know, that lightning come and hit the wire fence and come down and jump on that tree. It had
well,
to have a good ground.
When would Joe Lee have time to do anything like that? Isn't he pretty well taken up?
Well, they go by signs, you know, wouldn't it be on a Saturday, like used to Mark Hoff, I imagine, be on a Saturday. Go by the sign of the moon.
Could he get off? Could you get a hold of him?
He roped him, tied him out. You got a block of ice left out?
Yeah.
Hmm? I thought, I got enough tea, I think. It's just, I talk so much, it takes me long, and I eat slow. That boy up there, he don't eat slow. I said, you just come out of the service, see?
Yeah.
He puts it in. It's a habit.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen people, just either like a pig, like the other pig's gonna get it. Nobody's gonna come over and get it out of your plate, are they?
Just shove it.
I thought, just shove it in.
No, I can't imagine Joe Lee having any time for anybody now. What's that boy of his doing that was trying to run the grocery store over there for a while?
I believe he worked for a liquor store. Look, ABC Liquor Company or something.
Yeah.
And his wife works too. He married, you know.
Oh.
Married a woman with a little girl. Cute little girl. She's smart. That's why. Got other ones smart too. And I like that, doesn't
it? Joe, how long have you known him? Or you've known him a long time?
When Lonnie Edwards was living, I've been knowing him, I'd say 20, I'd say 20 years, 25.
Was that back in old man Edgar's time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he worked for him at one time, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Outdoor work.
That's right. Cow farm work.
No turpentine. That's past the
turpentine. No, past here. They had, I think, a little of that boxing that way, then log rolling, you know, pulling logs out of the sawmill and stuff. But he didn't reckon that. He's a farm man. He worked on the farm, that old big two-ton house. Well, John, you ever met old John Edwards?
Never heard of him. Who is he?
You ought to meet him. He's the brother of LK's daddy.
John Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Still there.
Right. He was down at Old Cow, the Old Cow out there, where they had that farm across the river there, and they sold it. And I think that, I believe somebody told me the LK still had that bank interest, where that First National, you know, yeah. He still had that, but he says they sold all that property, and he had to have a place to go, so they got him up there, and they take care of him, and I don't know what the deal is, they pay him a salary, he just looked after the place, but it's all leased on that 9-9 year lease, you know, the container corporation, different ones.
Yeah.
But he quite a talker. He rides around in that little Jeep.
Oh.
Talks.
Or does he know what he's doing?
He's not too good up here.
Yeah. Never was?
Never was, what to say, but he's a friend that I talked to and everything.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Lee is,
he's old hand of it. He knows quite a bit. He
knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he can do most anything, too.
Well, that's it, you see. I didn't know he did the farming, though.
But he's a little peculiar. Now, if you see him, don't tell him that I said so. It said, somebody told me he thought you'd do that kind of work. So he's off the peculiar.
How would you say?
Just then, somebody told me that you could do this kind of work. I had done it, or done it, or something.
Yeah.
Just gonna come out and say,
oh,
Edward
sure,
Smith,
sure.
You know, told me that you could do it.
Oh yeah.
So like you say, he's busy, ain't got a job.
Yeah.
And that's not his line of work, you know, going out and doing it.
Yeah.
If the vet, you know, will do that, but he'll charge that vet, will charge you $100, I imagine, to do the job. See.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I can go so I do it for $5. And I can do it for nothing. I don't know why you charge them different people.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a little peculiar. He might see me down at that store and say, you're telling people.
Oh, yeah.
So and so. He's
just
that
way. He might jump you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Getting jobs for him. Yeah.
But, he's a pretty good old boy. I always get along with Joe, all right.
Yeah.
He got a temper, you know, when he did hard, but
oh, has he?
Yeah, he's got a temper.
Well, you know, people used to have tempers. I don't know what's happened to everybody's temper.
Yeah, he got one.
Still?
Mm-hmm. His doc had worked with him.
Yeah.
He got arrested, and he done warned him, in other words, and he wasn't paying attention to him. But, you know, people now are hard-headed. They got to find out the hard way.
Yeah.
And they kept him out on jail. He was drunk right there on Orange Lake.
Yeah. The darkie that worked with Joe.
Mm-hmm. Low with him, he told him in other words, the next time he got drunk, why, he'd lose his driver license. He couldn't drive his car. He couldn't, you know, drive his truck to her. See, he'd been working with her, like Joe Lee, you know, 10 or 15 years. Right? Joe'd been working with her.
Yeah.
So the darkie picked him up and locked him up in the telephone with Joe. And he told him, why are you calling me? Call your boss man, Buddy. Well, Buddy was over on that alcohol anomaly somewhere over on Daytona loaded up with crazy the bug. Daytona, I went crazy. You know where you came? Slammed the tail on him, let him sober up. Glad to take that liquor away from him, you know, and then get it out of the system and
yeah.
You get the right mind back. You say that. That's what all this other stuff, you know, does to them. You get a little while then they're gone.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going to be in there.
once again.
Redemption for these soldiers coming back with that stuff or not, but the government won't pay for all of it and come back and let you and I and the other people pay taxes, pay for it.
Yeah.
It's something, man.
That's something.
But he found a call, buddy, but I don't know, I never hear it. Joe said he didn't know.
Yeah.
But after Joe told him no, but he didn't have the money to get him out, $150 or something. Well, Joe probably had the money, but it wasn't his place to get him out. And he's working for Huff just like he was, and he's getting his check, you know, every week or every 2 weeks, every month. I don't know how Huff's paying him, but he paid me and working with him every week. I could have gone back with him when I come back from Hastings. I could have gone with him, working in Walmart. But I don't want to get involved.
did the nigga lose his...
He will, yeah. That's what Joe said. I might
do it. It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened. Yeah. But he's a lot of help to Joe. Joe had put some work on him unless he can find him somebody else to take that nigga to play.
He can't find anybody.
That's what I told him. That's what H.A. told him down at the store. What
did he say?
Well, he didn't know it. Said, that's a huff. You don't get anybody. I do what I can and just quit.
Yeah. Well, huff. My advice is somebody, but it's not.
Well, my cousin might maybe locate somebody, but huff, he didn't find nobody. It won't matter to him. Old Dick, old Whittington. You know him, Dick Whittington?
I've never seen him to know him. I'd love to sort of, you know, have a speaking acquaintance with him.
He's a kind of a tall, black headed boy.
Yeah.
He's older than I thought he was. I didn't think he was that old, but I talked to his wife, you know, up at the trade brand, and she's a great church worker and this missionary society or whatever you call it.
I know his wife. That's Miss Stratton.
Yeah, uh-huh. Kate. And she tell me, says, I'm getting that old Ab.
She can do everything, can't
50,
she?
I think she's 52. See? And I said, Dick is about 53, is it? He said, no. Said, I'm getting that old. Said, Dick is about 56. Said, he's just a little way behind you. I said, I guess maybe he is, but I thought I was a lot older than Dick.
I've seen her too. At church and at the Mr. Thrice's store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
She wakes up there on Friday and Saturday helping Daddy. They don't do too much, but she's up there, you know, kind of making feel pretty good already.
Did you ever play that game, card game, with Miss Chitty and them? We was over there the other night. She and her sister and Margaret played with her. After supper, they cleared off the table and brought out those cards, their homemade cards.
Seemed like I played a game or two of that thing way back, y'all. Been a good long time ago. I don't know what you did. She call the name of it?
They just call it the game. And they just sat there.
Frankie wasn't playing with them?
It's a game of numbers, and he said there's more numbers than he can deal with at one time.
That's what Frankie said?
Yeah.
I know Frankie the car. Did you meet him too?
Yeah.
How'd you think? He's the car, didn't he?
Ms. Chitty.
And that sister Road Lee and Jackson were there?
Yeah.
The one that's retired from the glass factory.
Oh, is that it?
I used to visit them, used to care them watermelon, but don't have too much time now like I did, you know, years ago.
Now, Miss Chitty had a job. Did she work in the glass factory?
I don't know. I don't know whether she worked up there or not. Frankie was up there for a while.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Where was that? In Jacksonville?
I don't think Miss Chitty, I don't remember her working there.
I heard Margaret, we went over to the
Doctor's
Tomatoes one day.
Is lemon or coconut?
And talked a little bit.
Vanilla, I think.
Vanilla, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Margaret starts something, and then she gets off on something else.
Oh, yeah, and laugh.
And you don't, you think you found out something about the first subject, but it turned out you can't remember it.
Margaret, good old girl, but she's a little hard to sell.
She seems to be awful nice girl.
Yeah, friend in the women. Oh.
Go
I always like Margaret. She used to come to my peat pack. I'd get two of them come, you know, pick them from there and put them in the freezer. And she didn't say anything about it, but Monroe did. I told him, well, I was away when the peas were coming in. I was over in Hastings. I think that's when I come second week or so, and I would have come back and bought some. And I said, my sister-in-law, yeah, and then putting them up, and said to sell a few baskets. If she couldn't get them put up, you could sell them, you know, that time and get them next time. But said she wanted some the first time, about three or four crates. If it's $8 a crate, you know how it is. Well, you know how it is. You want the fella eating the stuff while he wants the best. And I said, that suits me all right. Because I knew I was going to get something to eat. Just like the old pole bean, you know, come down there today. And I told Margaret, I said, well, dry weather gave him the blues, and out over the Hastings, and my brother, he went out there and put the hillers on backwards, and he barred them off and put the fertilizer in the thing, but I don't see how in the world he held a trailer with one on the opposite side, wrong shank, you know. But he got close enough there, one of them, the closest one to the peas, and put the fertilizer in, and then we're going to put the sweeps on in the back and cover it up. And the tractor went to bed, it wouldn't start. A little bit of work, he didn't have no way to pull it off, you know, and start it. So I come home, that's when Ruby told me, I didn't say anything, I just said, I went by a colored man, I went and told him, you plan to eat peanuts and corn, in other words, sometime next week. I said, it's all that down, done had a rain on it. Go over your thing and just reply it. You know, after the rain is done here, I said, leave your front sweeps on and your back one, just reply.
Start all over again.
Yeah, start over. So after he'd messed up the fur there, you know, with a hiller, that got opposite one on, got a long shank on one side, one on see a little tractor mine, it's offset. You've seen it, not like at a Charmer. Now this all straight and your thing, you know, is underneath there. But offset, you can see what you're doing, you know, to cultivate one row. Of course, you never have cultivated it. Well, have you ever cultivated yours? Yeah. You got to look underneath there, see what you're doing.
Yeah,
you
got to get the system. Look behind you.
Mm-hmm. So I told him, so he did. But I told Margaret that's the reason that I wasn't. I didn't have a chance to let her know when they got two of the peas. But I gave them a lot of them potatoes, you know. I gave them a couple of so bad, you know. Like I gave them cooking. You got a few in there, but I gave you all a few. And I carried a few up down that was still good that I picked out. And they eat them, you know, cook, eat them up there. Carried them some tomatoes. I got wet down that man's field. I thought I was going to get sick. He opened up the field, the tomato field. I went down there. I'm going to get 2 bushels. You pick them yourself for $2 a bushel, any way you want. Green one, ripe, or pink.
Where was that?
Down at Hooker's. Nanny said he got the gate open and said, go down and get them some tomatoes. They're paying, you know, about 20 or 25 cents a piece for them tomatoes up there, you know, eating. And I said, them girls, yeah, we like the stuff over the farm. But I was going on a Friday, and she wrote me a letter. And I got it Wednesday. And I didn't get it out of the box until late this evening, you know, like it was. Well, it'd been a little later than what it was if it hadn't rained that rain, you see, because I, like you, going back to work again. But he come by after you left at 3 o'clock then, you know, when you left.
Yes.
And he going to work and he said it looked like a storm coming up. And I asked him, I said, do they close on Wednesday evening at Williston or Thursday? He said it's Wednesday evening. I said, well, they closed up. The barber shop, the stores and the gas plant and everything. And I said, I was going to get 4 cans of 20-gallon tractor fuel. He said, well, they closed. And about that time, I heard one of them thunder blasts, you know, it ripped the sky, and I went back in the house. And that's when I prayed to put mine on, and I picked up that little transistor, you know, and after I had it with me, I brought it on out of the house, in other words. I said, well,
I come to know him, but I happened to think about the garden, and I said, well, I'd go and see if there's anything. I hadn't been out there, you know, since I've been gone, you know, since, so. I went that Thursday to the Friday, and had dinner with a boy at the wholesale house going in, the big seed place. He said he's going to let me pay for it.
What do you call that tractor fuel? Now, that's not the diesel.
Mm-mm. Tractor fuel is the name of it.
Yes.
It's kerosene and gasoline and a little bit of oil mixed.
But it's mostly kerosene?
I expect it is. It's low octane, so yes. It'd have to be mostly kerosene with it.
And that's what you burn.
Now, you can take kerosene and take gasoline and make the blooming stuff. And leave it all out and say it don't hurt anything. It will burn straight gas. My tractor burns straight gas. I gave out and walked to the house. That little field I have to come back and go to the other place.
Well, the only reason you don't is it costs more.
That's right. It costs about a dime more gallon.
Well, it wouldn't hurt it.
No, it wouldn't hurt it. But I started on gas and I switched it over. Got an extra tank.
Oh, yes.
Started on gas and switched it over on tractor fuel. And I thought I had enough in the little gas tank. It don't hold a gallon.
Yes.
But it didn't, it must not have had too much in it because I didn't make about 4 rounds.
Oh,
I
had
to
yeah.
switch it over and I get out. Then I walked to the house and then like about 3 more rounds. And I had a little can that had a half a gallon in it of gas. And I walked back down and I just put it on the mower and the other one on made it and come on out.
I've used a tractor like that. You start it on gas and switch it over. And it's the easiest thing in the world to let that little gas tank run out.
That's right. We did.
You just can't keep up with it.
But I didn't get to go and get the fuel. But then that's when I said, I looked out the garden. I said, it don't look too good. It's like this board here. I saw a few pods of oak that they hadn't gathered. Over. It'll grow overnight, you know, and get too big. And I come by there and I saw one out there, you know, that long.
Oh,
short, looked like a shotgun shell that had been soaked in water. The buckshot shows up.
And
that's when I told him. That's when he's talking about, what's the name, Suzanne?
Mm-hmm.
And that boy, why, they probably taking the holidays. Okay.
Now,
Susan and that little boy.
No, they just don't get out here, right?
Oh, they go to school. Now, you use that rope for the cows, the crocus sacks.
I have, yeah.
What do you do? Put it on a chain?
Mm-hmm. Wrap it, tie it around with some old hay twine or something.
Yes.
But tie the first thing on a cable or chain.
Yes.
A chain is the best because it won't.
Slip.
Won't slip too bad.
Well, now
won't rust underneath that with that oil and stuff on it.
Yeah.
Shame on it. It'll stay greasy.
And then you just use burnt oil.
Mm-hmm. The thing is out of that tractor.
And put your
fly repellent in it.
Yeah.
In the oil, burnt oil and just stir it up. And well, I remember seeing that if I put a little bit of sulfur in mine, you know, like I'm going to put it on a dog for fleas.
Oh.
That sulfur has, I don't know, may have a sticking ability or something to it.
Yeah.
You know, you take a lot of the spray, you know, you spray a cow with it. You get a shower after a while, you got many flies tomorrow, you had this evening.
Yeah.
It'll wash it all off. But they got it now with a base, you know, it's supposed to make it stick on these cows. But Ada said that good stuff, they banned it, and now then while he using that old, not marlate, what is that other name of that, dust. You get the dust and also you get it in a wettable form.
Yeah.
But they're using the dust, now it's a dust form that he got. And it's in a little old can, it costs $1.50 a can, I believe.
Yes.
But it isn't but a...
He got pets and just throws it on them?
That's right. The general, like Maxie. Maxie, you know, gets here. But yeah. Did you see Mac? Did you see Mac and Ivermay when you...
No, I just...
The rain. You seen the rain, and when you didn't stop.
No, I stopped.
You did?
But I didn't go up there and rattle the door. I just honked outside, and I thought if they was there, they'd come out. Everything was closed down.
Yeah, well, they might have been gone somewhere.
They probably was.
Lightning again, someone blinked the lights.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to get another 30% chance.
But now you don't use that. That old thing was all right. How come you quit it?
Well, I had it out there underneath that tree, and I don't know. I didn't have it under the shelter, and that makes it bad, in other words.
Yeah.
It loses strength, and I just done away with it. But I
somewhere I seen somebody still using that old chain in the crooker bags. Them old sister pup bag makes the idea, you know, they're big and they'll cover the distance and wrap around in on top with twine and it's porous, you know, and it'll soak in there, in other words, and then they go. They got to go underneath it. Now, when you get it in the alleyway, they're like the thing I had. They got to go underneath it.
Yeah. Now, what's this? How'd you get on to this one, Evan?
That lightning boy told me about it over here at the ranch. It's something new, you know. The people that got the money, they buy all this new stuff.
Yeah.
So I just said, well, I'll be able to get one. So I went up to Gainesville, and I asked old Carl Bazaar, did it have? Well, the price-wise, they're all within 40 cents of each other, you know. Not too much discount on this new stuff that comes out. And I said, yeah. Said, I got about three left. I said, I'm going to try one of them. So that's when I bought it.
Now, Faye, that's powder.
That's last year. It's powder in a bag.
In a bag.
They go underneath the roll bag, underneath it.
And it's got this plastic bag over it that keeps the weather out.
In the bottom of it, Faye, you zip the string off. You've seen these bags where you know, wet the string off. If you ever open a bag of feed, horse feed, for instance.
Yeah.
They peel it open. Well, on the bottom of it, it's like that. Then they go underneath it, and that plastic keeps the moisture from dampening. And it, you know, they rub against it, and it shakes a little bit on the thing. You know, they put a little weight on it. It puts a little on the back.
Yeah.
It lasts a long time. I don't know. Yeah. It's weighed about, I'd say, a 25 pound. I imagine it's in that bag.
Yeah.
But the laser and the thing, you know, you run your eyelets on it. In that plastic, only what costs you money. Now you can get, you know, go ahead and put the stuff in the same bag or buy the bag and hook it on there. I reckon, you know what I told you, mine, you know, been up there a year.
Well, now you got a refill.
That's what I say. It's half full.
You don't know how much a refill costs.
I don't know how much it is. I haven't been back there to get anymore. Cause this, I'd say there's about 10 pounds in there yet.
Yeah. And this is the first you had.
And that's the first I had, you see.
I've used it
just, you know, just 25 or 30 head of cattle, see, at the house. Now, I'm over with the other field. I get them away once in a while, you know, in the pen when the winter time comes. But in the summer comes, they got plenty of grass, and they get a little skittish, and I can't dust them as often as too. But they got bushes and stuff that go in, you know, and get the flies off of. And a cow like the, you know, place where they get in the bushes, you know, and rub their head and everything. You know, I guess the red bugs bother them too.
And you put it where they have to go
under. Yeah, put it in a lane, an alleyway, and a gate. Mine is right there in the gate going underneath the shed. It's under the shed, but with the plastic on it, you don't really have to have it under the shed. You can put it in a gateway, in other words. Well, just room enough, you know, for her.
Yeah.
One or two to go through there.
Yeah, it don't have to be under the shed.
No, it don't have to be under there because it got a plastic on it. But the initial cost is a lot more than what it used to. I'd be around $12 for the... You know, stuff. But everything now you're buying, though, it's high. I got some of this tree killing, though. What they said, I wish you'd got me a gallon. I got his cost, you know, for them boys. He came out to dinner down at the air conditioned restaurant. He got a 2 1/4 strip steak and says, now what do you want? You can get fish or you can get chicken or whatever kind of meat you want. And then I said, no. I said, how about this ham? He said, boy, that's good. I've had one or two of them. Virginia ham, thick ham, smothered.
Yeah.
And he said you can cut it with a fork.
Let me tell you.
And I got it, and it didn't call for $1.75 for ham.
You've already made now one batch of hay.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that was, Mr.
Detrow. That's made here. I haven't made none for myself yet. I'm gonna get some of this neck cut.
And you had about how many acres over there?
He called it 10 and 18, I reckon. 28 or 30 acres. That's what he called it. But it's that big field, that's a pretty good sized field.
You mean where you just made the hay?
Yeah, where the big shed is there, you know, side the road. Where that route got it, right side the road. You know, where the big shed is coming down to my house. No, I haven't cut mine that side of the road yet. I'm talking about
the hay that you've already cut with Mrs. Zetron.
That's what I'm talking about. By the shed in front of the little house where the woman's retired, living in the house.
Oh.
That big field and one right there on the corner next to Zetron. We saved both them fields for him.
Already.
And that's when that boy, you seen that machine sitting in the field, didn't you? You coming back.
Yes.
With that tank.
Yes.
But he done put it on one field. It started, and then he must have give out or something. Something that happened. Had to do something else with his peanuts or something, probably. That boy got 400 acres of peanuts on the allotment. So he got, you know, several $1,000 made there, you know, 300. He had a $400 a ton now, aren't they? What are them peanuts worth now a ton?
Yeah, I think.
They got them pegged, you know, I know they're high.
Yeah.
That girl, the produce man came around and says he wanted them. Let me see what she said. You wanted them things. It's out of reasonable for the peanuts, what he wanted.
Yeah.
Seemed like she said 25 cents a pound.
Mm. Well, now, on your hay.
Boy, peanuts.
On your hay, you made that before you went off on your visits.
Yeah, just got through with it before we went to Jacksonville. Got through with it Tuesday evening before, about the same time, 3 o'clock. We knew it was going to get us wet.
Yeah.
And George, that lightning boy, was going to school up there just like this boy out here going.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I don't get out until 3 o'clock. But I'm driving game in 15 minutes. And he said, you go ahead and be shaking it, or raking it, and have it ready for me to start.
Yeah.
But he come, I had 200 bale. I got the doctor was driving the truck, you know, raking it, hit it. I done beat it.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock, I beat it. Well, it takes a place, you know, 9 feet, you know, you've seen that whirl, you know, like your finger, you know, turn it over and
whatever,
over.
Did it rain the day before? It seemed like
yes, ma'am. It rained the day before, sprinkle. That's the reason I had to use this thing.
Yeah.
And then
I went in at 11 o'clock when the sun come out, and I turned that thing all up.
Yeah.
And George, though, it looked like it was going to rain again. Mr. Zetrow, they're kind of peculiar people, too. And he just knew it was going to rain. He says, what time do you say George going to come in? I said, well, he said he had a class, biology class or something or other. He wouldn't get out until 3 o'clock, but he'd be here, you know, about 15 minutes after. But I said, I'm going to shake it when James Brown come with that big truck with his hand, you know, to pick it up, to haul it. See, all I had to do to haul it out of the field, put it in the shed, 12 cents a bale. I says, I'm going to let him take the rake and drive the tractor. We had two tractors and needed some more. Why is that right? I said, use his. He had two, and I got two down at my house. You've seen them now, but we didn't need them. If I had to use them all, well, I need something else to work with them, you know, we will.
Yeah.
So I said, when I get through fluffing this, I'm going and get the bale. I had the diesel tractor, D-17, you see, fluffing it. Because it fluffed in high gear.
Yeah.
Low rain in high gear.
Yeah.
In other words, that's right. High gear, low rain. And it didn't take me long to fluff it. Then I went and got the bale. And that doc, I said, you go ahead and you get about 2 or 3 rounds, I'm going to start behind you.
Yeah.
And that's when, George come, he was, the doc is still raking, and I was bailing. I had 200, they done got one load, you know, picked up when George come on the truck, 125 or 30 bales he had on the truck.
Yeah.
And I had another load. And that's what I said, I got another load. And we looked and we saw, like you just said, we saw one of them toad stranglers, that we call them.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was going to come. That's what he got on these. And that's when he says, we can put some on my pickup, and you can put some on yours. I said, yeah, the body was on mine. I hadn't taken off that body from hauling them calves, you know, on that Monday morning up there on the farm. Jippy, he had me carry them dairy calves. Because he didn't have, he moved over on that new home and everything, got another located now. When he had all kind of company over there.
Yeah.
He had boy and his wife, while she's still teaching, say some or something, guy there counseling her, wasn't it? She's teaching, also his sister, and he going to school, and he didn't have time to mess with that milk cow with them 3 calves on it, you know, with feeding them, you know, and seeing that one didn't get all the milk. That's a job, you know. It's
a job.
It is that. So I told Mr. Zetrow, I said, so, yeah, I'm going to get some of my pickup. George came, so he went and got raking, and I kept on bailing, and the doctor come and helped him on the truck. Then the wreck, in other words, you said, well, the water thing did cut them. We had like about 200 bales, or they can get in bale. And that's when he said, let's get the truck. So we loaded 2 pickups, and one of the pickups, while someone baled, hey, weigh 100 pounds.
Oh.
And I was stacking it. They gave me the job, you know, standing on the truck, stacking it. And I couldn't pick that stuff up after he got up so high. So that
nice
truck there, I didn't get but 19 or 20 bales all put on that pickup, because I just, you know, they're in a hurry, and that stuff's so heavy.
Woo.
I couldn't lift it by myself, I tell you the truth. I wasn't about, like he's talking about, that heavy box.
Yeah.
I wasn't about to rupture myself with that heavy hay was soaked with water. But you know, they turned that hay over underneath that shed, and he said there's nothing wrong with it. You might have seen it. Somebody's still up in there underneath the shed.
Oh, that's right.
Did you look underneath and see it?
No, I didn't notice.
But we came back the next day, and the thing had already raked it. George had already raked it, finished raking it.
Yeah.
But he said, hang on, how much more? I said, right at 200 bales.
Yeah.
But we came back, and it wasn't but 180 bales that didn't get baled. But we did get in, you know, two big truck loads and two pickup loads, you know, that afternoon. But it comes.
Well,
I ain't changed a hat.